Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
You know, speaking of Jimmy Garoppolo going back to New England, Cam Newton, by the way, has been hard on himself after he went 17 of 25, 157 yards, two interceptions, in their 18-12 loss to the Broncos. I don't know if you watched that game, but that was pretty bad. He goes, I just haven't been good. I haven't matched enough good plays together for my liking. And what it comes down to, when I mean good plays, I mean right reads. I mean ball positioning. I mean making guys miss. Just the whole gamut of how I play. I know what I'm capable of. My standards is extremely high, and I haven't been meeting it. My personal standard, that's how I feel. And I respect him saying all those things, but I also think ball placement, bro, ball positioning, since when have you been good at that? I mean, if you're going to wait till he is good at ball positioning, then you're going to wait a long time, okay? Because accuracy in ball position has never been a strength for Cam Newton. I just don't see... To me, I find it hilarious. And I kind of foresaw this because I never bought into Cam Newton. It's not a guy that I would fear. You only fear Cam Newton when he's running, because he's such a big human being that to tackle that sumbitch, you might get injured. Okay, that's it. But I never have feared Cam Newton's arm. That's the funny part. You could fear his legs, but you can't fear his arm. So when I see this whole thing about, you know, ball position, I mean good plays, I mean right reads, I mean making guys miss. And the making guys miss, there you go. But we're talking about a guy that, seriously, come on. Dude, you're a mediocre passer as it is. This has nothing to do with, you could try to do all the better you want. Doesn't mean you're going to be able to do it. Oh, Sam Darnold. So Sam Darnold is now with the Jets. He is hearing everybody talk about Trevor Lawrence. And because obviously the Jets are over, and, you know, I know he's getting ready this week to play. And obviously I think they're going to lose again and lose big because they're playing against the Bills. So Darnold, who is coming back from a right shoulder injury, the team is winless. Trevor Lawrence is considered the number one pick. So they ask him, have you heard people clamoring for Trevor Lawrence? And he goes, I have social media. Says, I've seen some of the things. We got a game to win this week. That's all we're worried about. It's out of my control. I'm here to do my best and help this team win games. That's all I can do. With that, it's preparing every single day as hard as I can, going out to practice and trying to have the best practice I can. That's all I can do. And this is a kid that sees ghosts. This is a kid that has a turnover problem. And now he has a problem in New York City because you're 0-6. You're a joke. Everybody wants your coach fired. They can't stand your coach. And you've got to somehow rise above all of this. Oh, and by the way, it's also a bad team.
That deck is pretty stacked for the kid, right?
It's incredibly stacked. And I don't even believe in you as it is, kid, because you're a turnover machine, as you know, you've proven many times from USC and in the pros. You think he's going to see more ghosts now than ever? You think he's going to be even more nervous now about every mistake he makes?
Halloween's right around the corner, though.
Everybody's talking about Trevor Lawrence. You know what happens when a guy has moxie? When a guy has moxie and he sees that, he says, F the world and F all you Jet fans. And then he goes out there and balls and starts winning games and making it impossible for them to think or even imagine Trevor Lawrence. In fact, what you want him thinking is, oh, our guys turned the corner. And then after you've turned the corner and your contract's about to be up, that's when you tell the Jets to, oh, you want me? Now, you can tag me. Go ahead.
P-
pay me all that money for the tag, and then you'll have to tag me again. But I know you're only going to do it two times. If you go three, great. That'll be the last time, and I'm a free agent. I think if you're Sam Darnold, I don't think he has this in him, but if you're Sam Darnold, you take on that challenge, and you stick it to all the people, media members, Jet fans, everybody's telling you, oh, no, no, get rid of this bum. We got to get Trevor Lawrence. You go out and win several games, and then you turn to the fan base and say, well, I guess you guys can't get Trevor Lawrence, and you're not going to get me either. That, my friends, would be absolutely exceptional if they can pull that off. Sam Darnold, I see it. I see the cries for him.
You know what the thing about the – look, the kid could go out, man, and throw three or four touchdown passes. But at some point, he's going to throw a turnover. He's going to give the ball away, you know? He has
– over and over.
He can play really well and look really good. But then almost like Romo. Remember how Romo was?
Jeff George. Romo,
they'd have these crazy ass – incredible stats and all this stuff. And then at the end of the game, give the ball away and lose the football game.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. Big O, I think this team might just go 0-16. I really do. I think even our 1-15 team was more disciplined. You don't mind me, Kid J. That's a crazy thing to say.